From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Hollywood was having a record-breaking year at the box office even before Harry Potter opened last week. The pace is not likely to slow. More than 40 films will open between now and the end of the year. Film critic Bob Mondello has a selective preview.
Between the wizards and the warlocks, there's at least theoretically going to be plenty of magic on movie screens this season. If that Potter kid doesn't do it for you with his quest for the Sorcerer's Stone, you can always go with the hobbits, who are trying to get rid of one really pesky gold ring.
The ring must be cast back into the fires of Mount Doom. There is evil there that does not sleep.
Sauron's forces are already moving. They will find the rings and kill the one who carries it.
No! Frodo!
Come on, Frodo!
I cannot do this alone.
The Lord of the Rings has Ian McKellen as the wizard Gandalf, and pretty much all of the remaining British actors who weren't in Harry Potter. And many of them show up again in Robert Altman's new picture, Gosford Park, an upstairs-downstairs mystery set in the 1930s in which a Hollywood producer gets invited to a hunting party at an English country estate.
Tell us about the film you're going to make.
Oh, sure. It's a detective story. Most of it takes place at a shooting party in a country house. Sort of like this one. Murder in the middle of the night, a lot of guests for the weekend, everyone's a suspect.
I'm worried.
Gosford Park is a comedy, perhaps the most sophisticated of a season that's brimming with them. Also dealing with estates is the Royal Tenenbaums, about three heirs to a fortune who are variously skilled at betraying each other. For teenagers, there's the usual array of gross-out comedies. How High, about two stoners who smoke a special type of pot that gets them into Harvard. And Not Another Teen Movie, an allegedly comic riff on allegedly serious high school movies like The Breakfast Club.
What in God's name's going on in here?
We were just sitting here.
I don't want to hear it, mister. You just bought yourself another detention.
That's not fair.
You just got another.
Good.
You through?
No.
That's another one.
So?
You just say the word, I'll keep going.
Go.
Eeny, meeny, miny.
Mo.
Your cousin was a...
Ho.
He was a famous clown.
Bobo.
While escaping detention is on the mind of high schoolers, escaping detection will occupy some of Hollywood's bigger stars. Director Steven Soderbergh will put George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Julia Roberts, and Matt Damon through paces once trod by Frank Sinatra's Rat Pack in a remake of Ocean's 11.
It's never been done before.
You want to knock over a casino? Three casinos?
You gotta be nuts.
Exactly. This place houses a security system that rivals most nuclear missile silos.
Smash and grab job, huh?
Slightly more complicated than that.
Oh, yeah.
And there are lots of other scams going on, including one with a historical basis in 18th century France. Hilary Swank infiltrates the King's Court at Versailles, and before long she's pretty much causing the French Revolution in Affair of the Necklace.
The King has ordered your arrest.
I have nothing to lose.
Affair of the Necklace is based on the true story of Jeanne de la Motte Valois. And for some reason, the holidays seem to have inspired lots of film biographies this year. There's the story of troubled math genius John Forbes Nash, Jr., who'll be played by Russell Crowe in the drama A Beautiful Mind. The film Iris will require two actresses, Kate Winslet and Judi Dench, to play British novelist Iris Murdoch at different stages of her career. And Will Smith won a role that had lots of actors salivating, that of a sports champion and conscientious objector whose stand for principle made him enemies in high places, even as it made him a hero to millions. Boxer Muhammad Ali.
They're coming after you. You're important.
They don't want you to fight.
Federal Bureau of Investigation. Mr. Clay, you're under arrest.
Oh, so they're gonna take from me what no fight in the world can.
I cannot let you oppose them.
They bust you out.
You don't remember your name.
God don't care about you!
You think they give a damn if you get killed?
The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here! Like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
Ali is being touted as a potential Oscar contender, as are a number of other dramas, including The Majestic, a 50s story in which Jim Carrey plays a blacklisted screenwriter, The Shipping News, based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel about a newspaperman, and I Am Sam, about a retarded father who's left alone to take care of his newborn baby. Another concerned parent story is In the Bedroom, in which Sissy Spacek plays the mother of a college student who is dating an older woman.
He won't listen to me. He needs his head in school, not in her.
She probably loves him. Girls always have.
I've had lots of girlfriends, and I don't understand why this one is any different.
She's not divorced yet, you know.
We're not serious, Mama. It's a summer thing.
Oh, no, it's not. In the Bedroom turns into a quietly fierce battle, as opposed, of course, to the noisily fierce ones that'll be cluttering up other screens. Lots of war movies, including two about the struggle in Kosovo. The big splashy one, Behind Enemy Lines, starring Gene Hackman, uses the conflict as the background for an idiotic chase scenario. But the smaller one, No Man's Land, is much smarter. Three soldiers, two Bosnians and a Serb, are trapped in a trench, one of them lying on a landmine that will explode when he gets up. Fortunately, the United Nations has a commander nearby, or maybe that should be unfortunately.
Sir, neither side will help the men in the trench.
We do not know if they will actually decide to do something.
Well, what do you expect me to do? I mean, you can't expect me to risk the lives of our soldiers in order to save theirs, can you?
But, sir!
Tell them that, as usual, neither side can agree.
No Man's Land walks a tightrope between satire and suspense, especially after that soldier on the landmine wakes up, and a trio of science fiction thrillers also have characters waking up into nightmares. There's Final, in which Dennis Leary wakes up in a locked room and thinks he's been cryogenically frozen for 400 years. Imposter, in which Gary Sinise wakes up in a police state to discover he's public enemy number one. And Vanilla Sky, in which Tom Cruise takes a car ride that leads to a crash that leads to a whole new life.
When did you stop caring, David?
Slow down, Julie.
When you sleep with someone, your body makes a promise whether you do or not.
Do you believe in God?
Open your eyes.
I've got a situation here.
What is this? I didn't do this.
You've been charged with murder.
There is no murder.
If Vanilla Sky sounds familiar, that's because it's a remake of a terrific Spanish thriller called Open Your Eyes that made Penelope Cruz a star a couple of years ago. She's in this one, too. And that's only about half of what the movie industry has in store for the holidays. By New Year's Day, Hollywood will deposit not just these pictures, but another 20 glittering, star-studded packages at your neighborhood Cineplex. There will clearly be something for nearly everyone. The trick will be figuring out which one has your name on it. I'm Bob Mandela.